a mix of a couple of things. So I was there a little bit longer than maybe mostly in January, because in January we have Epcot's Festival of the Arts. So I usually base, you know, my time going down for around like the big events like that. And that's one of the most popular events that I cover. And then also this year was the opening of a brand new hotel for Universal Orlando called Stellanova Resort for the upcoming new theme park, Universal's Epic Universe, which opens May 22nd. So I was there from January 16th all the way to the 22nd. Because I had to wait for the opening. But then I had to go back down only a few weeks later to cover Mardi Gras in Universal Orlando. But for that, I was only there. I only needed to go for 2 nights because it wasn't that much to cover, you know, took a 1 to 2 day thing to cover. And then I go back down in March for Epcot's Flower and Garden Festival. But I usually stay around like 4 days. So it's because I'm not just covering those big events. I'm also making lots of other content and other videos. And basically what I do is I plan out my days and I create my content, make all my videos, and then I take them back home with me to New York and I edit them and I release them twice a week.
Demi, no, I don't think this is something where you wake up one morning and say, I'm going to do this. It's kind of something that you figure out as you go along. What made you realize that this kind of work that you do with Magical Hijinks was something you ought to explore for yourself?
You know, actually, it kind of was that. I work in theater in New York City. I've been working in professional theater since I'm 17 years old. And then back in 2020, when we shut down, I don't know if anyone was aware, but there was this thing called a global pandemic and we were stuck at home. And I wasn't a person that grew up going to the parks. I was raised by a single mom and we did our little regional parks, but you know, I always loved amusement parks and theme parks. So back in 2016, when I went with my boyfriend to Universal and Disney as just like a little vacation, I kind of started hyper fixating on the parks. So when I would be home, I would be watching videos or reading things all about all the parks and I'd get really excited about it. We went to Paris for our honeymoon in 2018. And we also got to go to Disneyland Paris. And then for my 25th birthday in December 2019, we went to Disney. And it was my first time going to not just Magic Kingdom, because that's all we did back in 2016. But that was my first time. I can't even believe it. It's so recent that my first time in Epcot, Hollywood Studios, and Animal Kingdom was in 2019, December. And I left that trip thinking, I need to figure out a way to come here more. I love this. I love this place. And then we shut down in March, and I had no idea what was going to happen for the future of theater or the future, I guess, in general. And I started making like an Instagram first. You don't know what you're going to start. You just start something and you figure it out as you go. And I had an Instagram with a totally different name. And I was just kind of posting pictures of my trips to Disney and Universal and just kind of starting out with that community. And then I decided, because we were home, I was going to start making cooking videos of Disney parks food that you can make at home. I thought that was a little bit different than just like, you know, something else, but it's something that I could do. And at the time, I actually didn't even put myself on camera. I was never a person that was in front of a lot of people. I was a stage manager, still am on the side, but I was doing cooking videos of overhead cooking style. So I started that and I realized like maybe 3 months into this, what am I doing? I hate cooking. I hate cooking. And then they announced the reopening of Walt Disney World and the reopening of Universal. And I kind of just looked at my husband and I said to him, I think I'm going to go. Literally, that's literally what I said. I just had this bug in me. And, you know, it was going to be my first time on camera, and you just kind of have to do it if you think you want to do it. And I knew like maybe this is something I could do. So I went to the reopening in July of 2020, and I covered the reopenings of every parks. I got an annual pass before they actually, it was amazing because they stopped selling annual passes. I got it just in time, and I covered the reopenings, and then I put out the videos and they were doing really well. And then I was posting on socials. And then in October, I rebranded to Magical Hijinks because originally I was the Disney Kitchen because I was cooking, right? And after that, and you can still see all those old videos on the channel. They're still there. After that, it was like October. And I was like, you know, what if I went back down? I could do a little bit more. And yeah, that's kind of what happened. I just started going down more and more, and then I kind of...
Number 7.
Contact. Wild Apple 1, take 2.
This is it.
Go. All right. All right.
What do you mean the Giants are going to win?
They can't find nothing around this place. Where did you put them shoes?
What?
What's the idea of putting them on like Mary? Let's go to the
beach.
And I sprayed them off.
This is true.
Come on, I need more pants.
Mary, how many times am I going to ask you for that?
Come on, will you put out your own?
I can get this.
Come on, get out of here.
Don't make it much noise.
Good.
случились беспорядки, с любой площади настолько пытались прорваться на Садовую кольцо и почти улицу и перейти в движение. Задержано 92 человека и сообщение об изъятых бутылках с зажигательной смесью.
Shop.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
3-7. They go another player to, you gotta kill you. I only wanna buy your life, never buy your hands up again.
sitting in a room.
I am sitting in a room. I am sitting in a room. I am sitting in a room. I am sitting in a room.
Schadenfreude, Schadifraud, Schadenfraud, Schadenfrude, 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 Schadenfreude, Schop, 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 Schop,
Schadifraud.
23.
6200, D24.
We run the city. 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 We run the
city, city, city. We run the city, city, city. We run the city, city, city. We run the city, city, city. We run the city, city, city. We run the city, city, city. We run the city, city, city. We run the city, city, city. We run the city, city, city. We run the city, city, city. We run the city, city, city. We run the city, city, city. We run this, we'll be right back.
Yeah. Yeah.
The sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Shop. Shop, shop, shop.
Magazine noted that from his house in Philadelphia, where the crimes were committed, heavy metal music blared day and night.
Mr. Zuhorn Rolo, hit that long lunar note and let it flow.
F1, F2, F off, 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 F
it is Tuesday.
Tuesday, Tuesday, Tuesday is a real good news day.
Today is Tuesday, you know what that means. We're going to have a special guest.
Special guest.
So get out the broom, sweep the place clean, and dust off the mat
so the welcome can be seen. Roll out the carpet, strike up the band, and give out with a hip hooray. Hip hooray.
Wiggle your ears like good mouseketeers.
We're going to present a guest today.
Cause Tuesday is guest star day.
Tuesday, Tuesday, Tuesday is guest star day.
Life unkind.